Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Sunday is Mother's Day. This is a day that we as a nation recognize the value of our mothers, and this value cannot be overstated. After all, they gave us life. And more than that, they keep us alive and provide us with our first food. In my years on Earth, I have seen motherhood up close and personal. I have witnessed four births and seen how hard and intense the first year of life can be. I realize the luxury that living in the United States provides for mothers and children compared with many other places on the planet. But that luxury doesn't change the essence of childbirth and the raising of an infant. There are so many things to commend our mothers for that the list is nearly endless. We all know that they are, and yet each of us could make our own list. After all, our mothers were babies and girls and young women once, with families and lives and dreams of their own before they were mothers. They each were prepared for the task of bringing different knowledge and awareness, skills and plans, and hopes and dreams. Some were too young to have babies, and some were not as prepared as they would have liked. Some were well prepared and still surprised by the demands of this new responsibility. Some were surprised by how natural it seemed, and others never quite felt comfortable in the role. But most all of them figured out how to get through the birthing and keep the infants alive and well. Write your own list of things you should thank your mother for. You might be surprised at how well and how much she really did for you. I saw a study recently that made me think about the big picture of motherhood a bit differently than I had before. We have long thought that early man became human in part because we learned to work together differently than most other animals that we observe. Then I read this piece by Sarah Hurdy. She asserts that the roots of our ability to cooperate with one another lay not in war making, but in the unique way that early modern humans reared their children. Sometime after 2 million years ago, our ancestors began rearing their young in a new way. They allowed others to help in the rearing of their infants. This is very different from all other primates. When I think about the value of cooperation, it's hard to think of something it is not important to. Cooperation allowed us to survive at more than just basic survival. It allowed us to form groups for hunting and defense. It allowed us to form communities. It allows us to form governments. In short, cooperation is the foundation of civilization. The way we are raised makes us who we become, and our parents, and especially our mothers, take on much, if not most, of this responsibility. It's a common old quote that we've all heard, "The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world." On this Mother's Day, thank your mom for the gifts that she gave you. Forgive her her imperfections. We are all human. And one last thought from an author I read. A mother is a person who, seeing there are only four pieces of pie for five people, promptly announces she never did care for pie. Happy Mother's Day. This has been Sam Panisi for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.